Till now, we've spoken about the basic mitzvah of Tfilas Kelim, what is chayiv in Tfilas Kelim, whether it's metal or glass or plastic or different substances. And then we talked about various types of kelim, disposable kelim, electric kelim, all different scenarios of the types of kelim that are chayiv or potter from Tfilah. And then we talked about how a person has to acquire the kli from the non-Jew. Does he need a kinyan? Is sheila sufficient? Which situations is a shoal chayiv if a Yisrael first acquires the kli from the non-Jew but was not tovalit, if it's neschayiv biad rishon? So when is the second individual going to be chayiv in tevila? And we talked about kelim that are manufactured by non-Jews, if the company is owned by a Jew, if a person gives a kli to an uman who's a non-Jew, to a handyman, to make him a kli or to fix his kli, when is there a chayiv of tevila? Today I'd like to shift our attention to a different shaila. That is, now that we've spoken about the chiyuv of tefilas kelim, let's examine what the nature of that mitzvah is all about. Why is there a mitzvah of tefilas kelim? Is there a time of dekra? Is there some kind of a reason for why we have to be tovel kelim that we acquire from a non-Jew? And if there is a reason, what kind of nafkamina lemaisa could there be for that time? What kind of ramifications, halachic ramifications, could there be for the reason for the mitzvah of tefilas kelim? So to properly address this issue, we have to go back to the Gemara that we started with on opening day. Let's look at the screen here. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Afayin Heimad Beis presents the basic mitzvah tefilas kelim. It says, V'ton of a kula and suichem tefila barboim sa. The Mishnah had discussed different types of hechsher. How does one have to kasha the kelim that they acquire from a non-Jew? And the Gemara adds from the Braisa that all kelim that you acquire from a non-Jew acquire by himself. And how do we know that? Menani mili amar Rava de amar kor kol davar sheyava ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toher. Rava learns it from this pasuk v'toher hosiv lecha kosev tayra acheres. Bar Kapara has a different lima. Tani Bar Kapara mitoch shenem b'meinido shemani shetzarech hazor shlishu shvi. I think Meinida sounds like Paraduma, so maybe you need Hazor Shlishu Shvi, Tamil Omar Achilek. Simkein Matamad Lomar B'Meinida, Mayim Shenida Tovelas Bahen, Hevi Omar Abayim Sa'ah. Bar Kapara says that from the words B'Meinida, I would think that maybe you need Hazor Shlishu Shvi. When you acquire Kalim from a non-Jew, you should need the Hazor of the Paraduma. So comes the pasuk ach b'meinida yischata ach is chilek. It says you don't need the paraduma. So why use the lashon b'meinida? Says the Gemara, mayim shenida tovelas behem, that you have to be tovel the kelim in the mikveh, the kelim that you acquire from the non-Jew in a mikveh of memsa, the same size mikveh that a nida is tovelas in. So Tosus here is troubled. Mayim shenida tovelas. He says afagav d'raviyah sagi lahatul machten v'tzinarios midaraisa. The reality is minat Torah. In order to be tovel machten v'tzinorios, very small kelim like needles or small tzinorios, small pipes, minator, it's enough to have revius. A revius has a shem mikveh as well. If you have revius mayim on the ground, revius in a kli, that's not a mikveh. But even if you have a revius mayim, as long as it's in the ground, it's on the ground, it's a puddle in the ground, so that has the status of a mikveh, and that's enough to be tovel small kelim minator. The Chachamim did away with that, but Minator, it's enough. So how can we darshan that Mayim Shanita Tovelas Bam, that Kalim require Memsa? Oh, why is that any different than Tevila Mituma? Asked Tosfos. If Tevila Mituma Revius is enough Minatora for a small Kli, you don't need Memsa. So why by Tevilas Kalim, when you acquire the Kalim from a non-Jew, why would you need Memsa? So says Tosfos, Hainu Tevila Mituma. Tevila Mituma Minatora Sagile brevius. Aval tvilas klemidyon chidishu uboy memsa. Says Tosus, tvilas klemidyon, the tvilas kelim that we're talking about, that's a chidish. That's a chidish, he says. So because it's a chidish, it requires memsa. Revius is not going to be good enough. Revius is enough for tvila mituma, says Tosus. But tvilas kelim, when you acquire a kli from a non-Jew, that tvila that you do, that's a chidish. And because it's a chidish, you need memsa. What is Tosus saying? Tosus seems to be saying that Tvilas Klei Akum, Tvilas Kelim that we acquire from a non-Jew, that's not a Tvila Mituma. Right? He says, Tvila Mituma Minatora Revius is enough. But this is a Chiddush, Das Mein, that means that it's not a Tvila Mituma. It's not a Tvila Mituma, it's a Chiddush Akra, so then it breaks the rule. So that's why there's a Gzeres HaKosov, that this Tvila has to be B'Memsa. That's how Tosus seems to be learning. that tefilas kelim that you acquire from a non-Jew is not a tevila mituma. And because it's not a tevila mituma, but rather it's a chiddush, that's why it requires memsa'ah. The Ritva quotes the Ramban, who offers a different answer. Let's take a look at the Ritva inside. You have the Ritva over here. This is a Ritva that I gave you in the packet. So, Hava Amina Becholdehu, says the Ritva, Pirush Rashi Mikvah Chaser, Kamash Malam B'meinida Mikvah Shalim. Okay, so Rashi says that I would think maybe Mikvah Koldehu should be enough. That's the next stage of the Gemara. Kamash Malam, you need Memsah. Hiksha Rabbeinu Haramban Zal, Dio Mashmed, the Tfilah Zumida Raisi, Hidlo Mashmed Lehevi Hani Kroya, Smachta the Rabbon, and Mida Avdina Luhai Tzvichasa. So note, first of all, the Ramban asks, it sounds like this tefillah is daraisa. Remember, we had a Ramban ala Torah that was not sure. Velibi maharher bazeh, that maybe it's only the Rabbanan and the cross machta ba'alma. Remember that Ramban we had opening day? So, but the Ramban does concede that since there are tzrichases in the Gemara and there are psukim, it sounds like it's not nasmachta, it's really a pasuk, it's really daraisa. V'chein das ha-tosfes. Im kein frek the Ramban, am I by our bamsa? The Chachamim were mevatel revius, the koach tara of revius to be metaher mituma. But why over here do you need memsa minat Torah? This is a din daraisa. We don't find the Chachamim are mevatel anything over here. So how can you say minat Torah it needs memsa? Minat Torah revius should be sufficient. Maybe midrabbanan you need memsa, but certainly not minat Torah. Why should there be any difference? Says the Ramban a very interesting answer. The Tirates the Shema Hocha Gzeiras Melechi Mishumayla Shasa Ketfilas Ger. Says the Ramban, you know what? Tvilas Kalim, the fact that you tovel Kalim that you acquire from a non-Jew, it's a Gzeiras Melech. That's another way of saying it's a Gzeiras Hakasim. Sounds a little bit like Tosfos Chiddushu. What does it mean Chiddushu? He says Mishumayla Shasa Ketfilas Ger. This is not quite the same as Tosfos. Tosfos was saying that Tfilas Kalim is a chiddush. It's kol kulo chiddush. It's a gzeiras hakosav. It's a new halacha. It's a new halacha. He doesn't mention anything about tefilas ger. The Ramban says no. Maybe this is a gzeiras hakosav. Even though tefila mituma minat Torah revius is enough for this tefila, because asah ketefilas ger, the Torah makes it like a tefilas ger mishumayla. This tefila requires memsa. The impression you get from the Ramban is that tvilas kalim, the tvila of kalim that you acquire from a non-Jew, is like a gerus hakli. It's like tvilas ger. It seems like tvilas kalim, according to the Ramban, really is a tvila mituma. The Ramban doesn't say it's a chiddush and therefore it needs memsa. No, he gives a time of the kor. It sounds like the Ramban is saying this really is like a tvila mituma, but it's not a tvila mituma, the regular Tuma that you're familiar with. It's not a regular tefillah mituma, like tumas nevela and tumas sheretz and tumas meis. That's not what this kind of tefillah is. It's tefillah mitumas akum. It's tefillah mitumas akum. And that tefillah requires memsa. The gzeras hakosav is that tefillah requires memsa. Right? This is similar to what the Ritva writes earlier. Take a look in the previous Dira Mascha, the Ritva writes, Gemara, Tana v'chulam tzrichan tefila barbam sa, Pershu birushalmi, lefi sheyotzu mitumasan shal nochem lekdushasan shal Yisrael. Adkan. The Kli is yotze from tumasam shal nochem. What kind of tumah is that? Tumah sheretz, tumah nevela? No, it's an existential tumah. It's a spiritual tumah. Yotzu mitumasan shal nochem lekdushasan shal Yisrael. Adkan. That's the Yerushalmi. Kolomar mishamayla. The tefillas kelim is mishamayla. Mishamayla because the kli is nichnas into kedushas Yisrael. It's leaving tumasam shel nachrim, and that's what the Ramban over here is echoing. He's saying the reason why you need memsa'ah is because it's a gzeres melech. It's a new chiddush. It's not a gzeres hakosav with no tam. No, this is like a tevila mituma. But it's a special tefillah mituma, not tefillah mituma that we're familiar with, tumas sheretz and tumas nevela, but rather it's tefillah mitumas akum, like the Rishalmi, Tevila mitumas akam, it's nichnas into kedushas Yisrael. It's dumya the tevilas hager, which is also leaving tumasam shalakam and being nichnas into kedushas Yisrael. And that's why it requires memsa'ah, because just like tevilas ger requires memsa'ah, so too tevilas kelim, which is a tevila from tumas akam entering into kedushas Yisrael, that also requires memsa'ah. Okay, so it seems as if we have a machlokas rishonim here. We have a sheet of Tosfos that tefilas kelim really is just a chiddush akra. It's a chiddush akra. It's not tefila mituma. It's a totally different type of tefila. It's a chiddush akra, and the Torah says that it requires memsa'ah. It says b'meinida. So from that we learn that it requires memsa'ah. Adkan, there's nothing to talk about. The Ritva quotes in the Ramban, no, maybe Itaka is a tefila mituma, but it's a new type of tefila mituma. It's not tefila mituma sheretz mituma snevela, regular type of tuma that we're familiar with, but rather it's tefila mituma sakam. There's this existential spiritual tuma that's leaving the kli. The kli is entering into kedushas Yisrael, and that process requires a tefila. Just like a ger requires a tefila, so too the kli requires a tefila. It's almost like a geras kli to be machnesed into kedushas Yisrael. There are some, yes. Mori Blair.
When the Rabbi uses the lashon of Gzeras Amelach, then doesn't Rashi use the lashon of like meaning chok, like in terms of like?
Right.
So how does he use the part in terms of like? Well, how does he use the term Gzeras Amelach?
Well, a chok can be a mitzvah too. Gzeras Amelach just means it's a Gzeras Hakosav. It's something new that we've never seen before. We see tevila mituma, right? We've seen that before, but this is a different type of tevila. So comes the Ramban and says, I wouldn't say that it's just a Gzeras Amelach and that's it. You know, it's a chiddush akra, and therefore memsa is necessary. No, there's a tama dover. There's a it's like a tefila mituma, but it's a new type of tefila mituma. It's similar to tefilas ger. Once it's similar to tefilas ger, so then it just follows logically that it's memsa. You see, according to Tosfos, the fact that the tefila requires memsa, that's a gzeras hakosav as well. It's not just the tefila itself, but the shear is also gzeras hakosav. According to the Ramban, the shear is a svara. Once I determine that the Gzeres HaKosav is telling me that Tfilas Kelim is Tfilah Mitumas Akum, it's entering into Kedushas Yisrael, Memela, I can understand. It's logical that you should require Memsa'ah. But that's part of the Pasuk, right? It's part of the Pasuk, but it's a logical extension of the fact that this Tfilah is a Tfilah Mitumas Akum. Salman.
So then what the Pasuk of the Memela is needed for?
What's the what?
The pasuk of the main nida needed for.
No, the main nida. I guess the answer is the main nida is telling us this din. Like the fact that you need memsa'ah, that's megala, that reveals what type of tefillah this is. Why should you need memsa'ah if tefillah mitum is only birviyah? So why should you need memsa'ah? So comes the pasuk, right? The Ramban is looking at the pasuk and saying, oh, it's like tefillah's ger. So the pasuk b'meinida gufa is megala the nature of the din. V'toher teaches me that there's a chiyuv tefila. B'meinida teaches me what's the nature of that chiyuv tefila. That it's a tefila mitumas akum because the kli is entering into kedushas Yisrael. So I want to suggest that based on this idea, perhaps even a ger who's bole his gaya should have to be matvil his kelim. A ger coming to be Mizgar should have to be Matbil his Kelim. The Sefer Chelkas Binyamin that we've quoted quite a bit, Rav Binyamin Cohen, Rav Fivel Cohen's son. Sefer Chelkas Binyamin in Simen Kuf Chof, in Sif Aleph, right at the beginning when he talks about the nature of the tefillah, so he quotes the Sefer Chadrei Deya. It's not such a popular Sefer, but he quotes the Chadrei Deya, wants to suggest that a Ger should have to be Matbil his Kelim. A Ger should have to be Matbil his Kelim. Why? What's the Chiyav to be Matbil the Kelim? Because the kelim were shel akum, even though they weren't used. Even if they weren't used be'isser, so what? Even if they weren't used be'isser, if the ger is becoming, he's nichnas into kedushas Yisrael, his kelim have to be tovled as well. Because the nature of the tefila is a tefila mitumas akum, So if the ger becomes a ger, then his kelim have to be tovled as well. Not everyone agrees. The Sefer Tvilas Kelim, on page Kuf in Ha'ora Memvo, quotes the Avnei Nezer, who disagrees, who says that a ger who's Bala Iskar does not have to be Matbil his Kelim. Why? Because it's like Kona Min HaHefker. the kli is not changing possession. It was owned by this individual before the geiris, and it's owned after the geiris by the same individual. Since it's not changing possession, there's no chiv of tvila. There's no chiv to be tovel. It's not ke'ein maisa shahaya. The maisa shahaya with the klei midyan, that came from klei midyan into Rishus Yisrael. So even though technically you are being megayer the kli, because you're taking it from Tumas Akum into Kedushas Yisrael, it doesn't require tevila. But you see, just from the conversation, the whole discussion is whether if it's not Dumya, the Maisa Shahaya, therefore it should not require tevila. It's like Konam and Ahefka, therefore it doesn't require tevila. But the Pashut as far as that it should require tevila, because it's Nichnas into Kedushas Yisrael, even if the Kli hasn't been used at all, it's Nichnas into Kedushas Yisrael, maybe it's Taka, Chayev and Tfila. Maybe Taket should be Chayev and Tfila. What's more, we saw last time, the Shach has a whole discussion about Shutfus. Right, Shutfus, that if a Goy and a Yisrael are Kone a Kli b'Shutfus, it's not Chayev and Tfila. Why? The Yisrael is going to use it. Why should it not be Chayev and Tfila? They're acquiring it from a non-Jew. So what that there's another Shutfus? So the Chalek of the non-Jew is not Chayev and Tfila's Kain, but the Chalek of the Jew is Chayev and Tfila's Kain. And then the Shach continues, quotes the Issevaheter, that if the Jew acquires the Goy's Chelek in the Shutfus, right? The Jew owns, let's say, 50%, and the Goy owns 50%. They acquired it from another Goy. Now they each own 50%. Now the Jew acquires the 50% of the non-Jew. It's Chayv and Tfila. Why is it Chayv and Tfila? So says the Shach, based on what he explained before, the whole idea of Tfilas Kalim is that if the Kli is Nichlas into Kedushas Yisrael from Tumas Akum, then it requires Tfila. So here, when the Jew and the Goy bought this Kli from another non-Jew, it wasn't Nichnas into Kedushas Yisrael completely. It still has the Tumas Akum. So you can't be Mechayev in Tfila. You can't be Mechayev in Tfila. It can't be Nichnas into Kedushas Yisrael completely. But when the Jew buys the Chelek of the Goy from him, so now it's Nichnas into Kedushas Yisrael completely, now's the time to be Tova. Now's the time to be Tova, because it's Yotze from Tumas Akum and it's Nichnas into Kedushas Yisrael. Okay, these are the two basic approaches that the Rishonim have. Tosva seems to be learning that Tfilas Kalim is not a Tfilah Mituma at all, it's just a Gzeras HaKosav, even Memsa is a Gzeras HaKosav. The Ramban seems to be working with the Yerushalmi that the nature of Tfilas Kalim is that the Kli is leaving Tumas Akum, it's Nichnas into Kedushas Yisrael, and that's why it requires Memsa, because it's like a Gzeras HaKli, it's like Tfilas Ger, which also requires Memsa. And that's why if Yisrael is kona a kli b'shutfus from a non-Jew, then he's kona another chelek from the non-Jew. So until, if it's still on b'shutfus, there's no chiv tefila, but then when the Yisrael gets the kli from the Akum, there is a chiv tefila, because that's the point. That's the critical moment when it's yotze from Tumas Akum and it's nichas into Gedushas Yisrael. The Rishonim have a very fascinating debate that might hinge on this question as well. And that is a question that we've dealt with in the past. I want to really learn this sugya now together with you. It relates to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and to Shulchan Aruch, a very, very beautiful sugya. And that is, we know that the halacha is that if a person acquires a kli from a non-Jew, and the kli has already been used by the non-Jew, so there are two processes that the Jew must do in order to use the kli. Right? First, he has to be marsha the kli, and then he has to be tovel the kli. Right? These are two things that have to be done. The Mishnah says this, Mishnah that we read, Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Brais and Avodah Zarah. Two processes, there's Heksher and there's Tvila. Do you have to do the Heksher before the Tvila, or can you do it in the opposite order? What's the din? Is the Heksher Ma'akid before the Tvila, or can you do the Tvila first? Now this shaila is not so relevant l'maisa to us, because most kelim that we acquire from a non-Jew have not been used before. No one told me a shaila that they wanted to acquire some silverware on eBay. It seems a little funny, right? But people do, and then they're machshir the silverware, whatever. They needed more silverware for their set, and they found their exact set on eBay, so they bought the set mistama, you know, rov akum, so your mistama was used by a non-Jew. If you can be machsherit, right? The question is, can you be machsherit? Does it have crevices? Is there any rust on it? Whatever. But assuming that you could be machsherit, so then that would be more similar to the case of the clay midgen, where you're acquiring kalim that were used by a non-Jew, and you could be machsher them, and you'd be tovel them. But most of our situations with tefilas kalim are where we're acquiring new kalim from the non-Jew. But let's talk about this scenario. This scenario that the Rishonim discuss. Where you have to be machshir the kli, you also have to be tovelit, is the seder ma'akev. Do you have to do hechshir first, or can you do the tefillah first and then do the hechshir later? So the Rosh in Siman Lamed Vav quotes the Rashbam, who says that the seder is ma'akev, that you have to do the hechshir before the tefillah. Let's take a look at this Rosh together. Okay, this is back in the Gemara packet that we gave out on opening day. Right, the Rosh in Siman Lamed Vav. Rosh quotes the Rashbam, Pirish Rashbam, Dafka magi'ilon o melabnan tchila. We really should back up and look at the Braisa. We'll see it from the Rosh. Right? The Gemara is the Braisa. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan alokeach klei tasher shenovei kachavim, Dvarim shelo nishtamesh ben kolika matbilan vein tahorim, Dvarim shelo nishtamesh bohen al yidei tzonen, gankosos tlochios vekitonios, madichon matbilan. Notice, madichon first, then matbilan. Dvarim shen nishtamish bohen al yidei chamin, gion yoris v'kum kamusun v'chami chamin, magilon umat bilan v'en tamrin. Magilon first, then matbilan. Dvarim shen nishtamish bohen al yidei ha'or, gion ashpudin v'ho askeloos, melabdan umat bilan v'en tamrin. So the lashon of the Braisa is madichon umat bilan, magilon umat bilan, melabdan umat bilan. So comes the Rashbam and says, bedafka nakat. The Braisa is bedafka, dafka magilon umat melabdan tchila. Aval hit built chila havikitovel v'sheretz biado. Says the Rashbam, invoking the famous phrase. He says you dafka have to be machshir before the tefillah, because if you're gonna be tovel first, it's like tovel v'sheretz biado. Gemara has such a concept that if a person is tameh, let's say a person touches the sheretz, so if he puts down the sheretz and goes into the mikveh, then he becomes tahor. But if he's holding onto the sheretz and jumps into the mikveh, he doesn't become tahor. Because Tovel v'sheretz biyado, he has the source of the tumah attached to him, so the mikveh is not going to work. No, mikveh doesn't work. It's not even that he becomes tahor and then he becomes tumah again immediately. The whole tahara can't work. Because as long as he's attached to the tumah, he can't become tahor. So up to Rashbam, the same is true over here. If you haven't been machshir the kli, so what's the tefillah going to do? It's Tovel v'sheretz biyado. You're still attached to the sheretz. You still have the iser. Baluah in the kli, so it's not going to work. It can't work. The Rashbam is the Mar the Shmaitzer who says that the Seder is absolutely ma'akev. The Hechshir has to come before the Tefillah. And we find this idea echoed by the Ran and the Ritva as well. The Ritva, the same Ritva we had before. The Ritva in the first piece, in the Ramaskal Gemara, he says, "Ula'olam ein Tefillah zu ela achar Hechshiro shel kli. Ukedetanya bevraisa lekaman." What's he saying? The Ritva quotes two rayas why Heksha should be ma'akev b'tchila. First of all, the lashon of the Braisa, as we just mentioned, madichon umatbilan, magilon umatbilan, melabnon umatbilan, the hagola, the liban, the heksher, the hadocha has to come first. Lashon of the Braisa sounds like that. But what's more, says the Ritva, k'detanya b'vraisa l'kamon. Okay, that's the Braisa. Ukra nami hachi muchach d'chsiv v'toher. What does it say? Kol davra asher yavo ba'esh, taviru ba'esh v'toher. Taviru ba'esh is libun. The prosuk says, do the libun first and then do v'toher. So it's clear from the Braisa. The Braisa is mashma that the heksher is supposed to be first. And the prosuk is also mashma that the heksher is supposed to come first. So zok the Ritva, the mashmos of both the Braisa and the prosuk is that the Heksher has to come first. So we taka understand that it has to come first. It should come first. It should be ma'akev. He says it should be ma'akev. The Ran also holds such a shita. Ran quotes the same rayas as the Ritva. He invokes the Rashbam. Why does he say that? Says the Ran. The lashon of the Braisa. The lashon of the Braisa is mashma like that. The Braisa is mashma like that. But says the Ran, the Ravid argues a little bit. The The Ran says, look, I understand the Lashon of the Brayis is mashma like that, the Lashon of the Pasuk is mashma like that, but the Ravid says it's a din lechatchila. It's not ma'akev b'di'evet, it's a din lechatchila. So what do we have so far? We have the Rosh. The Rosh quotes the Rashbam, and the Ritva and the Ran also seem to echo a similar sentiment, that the Hechsher is ma'akev even b'di'evet if you don't do it before the Tefillah. The Seder is ma'akev. The Ran quotes the Ravid, who says, look, I understand the Lashon of the Pasuk is mashma like that, and the Brayis is mashma like that. Lechatchila, the Hechsher should come first, but it's not absolutely ma'akev. Comes Tosfos. Tosfos and the Rosh themselves, and the Rosh himself, and they argue. Tosfos and the Rosh says that even lechatchila, it's not necessary. This is the Tosfos on the Daf. Let's see it again. Going all the way back to the first page. Says the Tosfos like this. Magilon u'madbilon v'hein torin. Lav dafka magil v'achagach yatbil. El afilu matbil bereshem. You can do the Tefillas Kelim first. It's clear. L'chatchila. It's good enough. D'hach tevila eina b'shvil tumah. Listen to the Lashon. The Tefillas Kelim is not b'shvil tumah. D'lehevi ketovel v'sharetz b'yado. Tosfos says, don't push on me tovel v'sharetz b'yado. Come on. I know the din of Tosfos has b'yado, but that's Tevila Mituma. But this is not the Tevila Mituma. Who is Tosfos echoing? Tosfos is echoing Tosfos, right? He's referring back to what he said before. Tosfos says Tevilas Kelim is not Tevila Mituma. I know Tevilas Tuma, avol Tevila Tzilas Tlemidion Chidushu b'im Emsa. It's not Tevila Mituma. So says Tosfos, because it's not Tevila Mituma, there's no din of Tosfos has b'yado. He says, and I'll bring you two rayas to this, Yisod. He says, "Dafilu chadashim tzvichon tefila," because even kelim chadashim require tefila. So if even kelim chadashim require tefila, what kind of tefila mituma could this be? He says. That's point number one. We'll have to explain. That's Tosfos' first point. Utna nami sakin shofa v'hitahara. What's more, the Mishnah says, let's say you have a sakin that was used by a non-Jew. What do? Shofa v'hitahara. You scrape it, you rub it, you take off a little surface from the socket, and then it's tahora. That's a type of heksher. Shofa is a heksher. So says Tosfos, but just 1 second. Afagav lo tahor legamri. It's not completely tahor. Sheri tzricha gil lachter choseach. The Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Vav says, shofa v'tahora is lachter batzonin. If you want to use it for cold, then shofa is a good enough tvila. But to use it for roseach, to use it for something, for hot, for that you need hagala. Says Tosfos, but you still can be matpil it after shofa. You still can be matpil it lachtoch batzonin. How can you be matpil it lachtoch batzonin? There's still toma in the kli. There's still ister in the kli. So obviously it doesn't matter. Even though there's ister in the kli, it's okay. Let's say you decided that you wanted to be chotech roseach with this kli, so you'll be machshir it after the tefillah. Right now you want to use it for tzonin. So do the hadacha, and then you do the tefillah. You can do the tefillah and do the hadacha afterwards, whatever. But says Tosfos, and that's fine, even though you still have Isser in the Kli, how does that work? How does the tefillah work if you still have Isser in the Kli? If Tovel v'sharetz b'yado was a problem, so how can you be Tovel a Kli that still has Isser in the Kli? Says Tosfos, clearly the Seder is not ma'akif. I can be tovel even before the complete heksher of the kli, before I've taken out all of the isra of the kli. And then I have to be machshirit for whatever I want to use it. If I want to use it for tzonin, so I do hadach. If I want to use it for chamin, then I need hagala. But the seder is not ma'akev at all, because this is not tovel v'sharetz b'yado. It doesn't matter. I, the lashon of the b'raisa, says Tosfos, v'ad tani b'raisa magilim b'raisha, mishem l'chamira mibnei ha'isra. The b'raisa only mentions magilan first, because it's chamira. It's chamira, meaning if there's blia in the kli, you're not going to be able to use the kli because we're afraid the blia is coming out. So that's a davar chama. Tevila is a chiv, it's a mitzvah, but if you use the kli without tevila, is it going to ask for the food? So we said rov rishonim, right? Aruba, the minkar, the rishonim say, no, there might be a das yochid that it asks, even asks for the food, but that's a pella. How can it ask for the food? There's no blia, there's no issa going into the food. So says Tosfos, Look, mishum lechamira, because the heksher is necessary because of the chumra sa'issa that's balua into the kli. So that's why the Braisa mentions it first. But is it ma'akev? No, it's not ma'akev b'dieved to do the heksher first. In fact, even lechatchil, it's not necessary. You can be tovel the kli and then be machshir it for whatever usage you wanna use that kli. Okay, so we have three shittas here. We have the Rashbam, who says that you absolutely have to be machshir the kli first. If not, it's tovel v'sharetz b'yadav. We have the Ran B'Shem, the Ravid, that it's a din lechatchila that you should be machshir it first. That's the lashon of the pasuk. I guess the Ravid holds lechatchila you're supposed to be mekayim pshuto shel mikra, since that's the normal, that's the simple pshat and pasuk. So lechatchila you should do that first. You should do the heksher first, and then we have Tosfos and the Rosh echoes the similar sentiment. Tosfos says even lechatchila you don't have to be machshir first. Do the tefila, and then be machshir the kli for whatever purpose you want to use it. If you want to use it b'tzonin, then do adoch. If you want to use it for chamin, then do hagola. Aye, the lashon of the Braisa? No, the Braisa only mentions heksher first because it's more chomer. The iser is more chomer because you'll be eating iser. That's why it mentions it first. But really, the seder is not ma'akev at all. What's Tosfos saying over here? Tosfos understands that tovel v'sharetz biyado is a din that applies to tvila mituma. And he says it can't be that tefilas kelim is a tefila mituma, because if that's the case, then why do you have to be tovel kelim chadoshim at all? And how can you be tovel a kli that still has iser inside of it? What's Tosfos talking about? Well, what are the rayas of Tosfos? What is he saying? Tosfos seems to understand that the Rashbam holds that tefilas kelim that you acquire from a non-Jew, the tefila of those kelim is a tefila mituma. What's the tumma according to the Rashbam? What's the tumma that we're talking about? The tumma is the iser that's balua inside the kli. That's how Tosfos understood the Rashbam. That an iser inside a kli creates a new type of tumma, a tumma chadasha. This is not tumma sheretz or tumma nevela. Everyone holds it's not tumma nevela. It's not regular tumma. It's a different type of tumma. But Tosfos understood that the Rashbam felt that a blias iser inside the kli generates a new type of tumma. And to remove that tumah, you have to be machshir the kli. To remove that tumah, you need to be machshir the kli. You need to be machshir the kli, and you have to put it into the mikvah. So the Rashbam holds putting the kli into the mikvah is mamish like tovel v'sharetz biyado. What are you going to accomplish? In order to be machshir the kli from a tumas iser, from the tumas iser, you first have to take out the iser from the kli. Hadocha, hagola, liban, you have to be machshir the kli. That takes out this new type of tumah, the tumah of the iser habalua b'sor hakli. And then you have to be tovel. That's how Tosfos understood the Rashbam. That's why the Rashbam claims that if you're not going to be machshir the kli first, it's doch tovel v'sharetz biyado mamish. Because this is tevila mituma, a new type of tumah, a tumah from the iser habalua b'kli. Says Tosfos, that can't be. There's no tumah from an isra b'luah b'kli. You can't use the kli because there's isra there, but that's not a tumah. V'haraya, if the purpose of tefilas kelim is to be machshir, to be matar the kli from tumas isra, so then why is there a chiyuv of tefilas kelim for kelim chadashim? There is no isra nivla into the kli. So that can't be. Tefilas kelim is not to remove the tumah from the isra habaluah inside the kli, because then it shouldn't apply to kelim chadashim. What's more, how can the Mishnah say sakin shofa v'itora, that as long as you rub the sakin, you take away some kind of a surface shamnunis, or maybe even some kind of a small blia inside, then you're able to use this sakin? If the purpose of tevilas kelim is tevila mituma, mitumas iser, because there's an iser abalu inside the kli, you can't be matar this kli from the iser unless you get rid of the iser completely. So what did you only want to use the kli for tzonein frektaisvis? But there's still iser in the kli. Right? Hagol is necessary to remove the iser completely. You can't say that there's no iser in the kli. So what did you only want to use the kli for tzonein? The kli is still a kli shel iser. There's a tumah inside this kli according to the Rash. There should be a tumah inside the kli according to the Rashbam frektaisvis. So how does it work? How can Sak and Shava Vitara work? You still have Isser inside the Kli. And if you have Isser inside the Kli, according to the Rashbam, there's still a Tumah inside the Kli. Says Tosfos and the Rosh, obviously, what's the answer to the question? The answer to the question is that, what's the nature of the mitzvah of Tefilas Kelim? Is that Tefilah Mituma? Is it a tefillah mituma chadosha from the tumas ha'iser? No! What is it? Help me. What is it? It's a gzeras hakosov. It's kol kulo chiddush. It's not tefillah mituma bechlal, says Tosfos. It's not tefillah mituma bechlal. It's a gzeras hakosov that if you acquire a kli from a non-Jew, kemaisa shahaya, so then you have to be tovah the kli. Hey, if it's only exeris hakosa, so tova v'sharetz biyada doesn't apply. So what did this issur in the kli? These are two different things. You have to be tova the kli, and you have to be mash the kli if you want to use it. But never the twain shall meet. They're two totally different processes that you have to undergo. So of course the seder is not ma'akev, say the Russian Tosfos. Because this is not tefillah mitumah at all. The Tosfos l'shitasam, this is mamash achid, it's a chiddush, it's exeris hakosa. Memsa, it's a chiddush. It's not tefillah mitumah bechlal. So if it's not tefillah mitumah bechlal, of course, the seder is not going to be ma'akev. That's how Tosfos understood the Rashbam, and that's why Tosfos rejected the Rashbam. What's pshat in the Rashbam? Why does the Rashbam hold that the seder is ma'akev? So the answer is the Rashbam taka might hold that it's a tefillah mitumah. Right? The Rashbam really holds that tefillas klei akam is a tefillah mitumah. But the Rashbam didn't understand that there's a tumah in the kli because of the iser. Come on. The Rashbam, Tosfos thought that the Rashbam felt that the iser that's balua in the kli generates a tumah. And that's why Tosfos was bothered. So how do you understand kelim chadoshim? Number one. How do you understand sakin shava v'itahor, even though there's still iser in the kli, I can use it if it's sonin? The emes is that Tosfos pshat in the Rashbam is gor shver, because according to Tosfos pshat, there's a third kasha that you really should ask. Tosfos only asks two kashas. There's really a third kasha, and that is, let's say you have a kli that Yisrael acquires, and he was tovel the kli. He's using it for 5 years. And then he used it, and he trafed up the kli. A kli in a Yisrael's home that gets a blias issa. Do you have to be tovel the kli again? That's question number three. Tosfos didn't even mention this. Right? If you really learn like the Rashbam, the way Tosfos learned the Rashbam, that the Blias Isser inside the Kli generates a Tumah, so then even a Yisrael who uses his Kli, who traces up the Kli, it shouldn't be enough just to be matched to the Kli. He should have to be Tovah the Kli again. Because there's a Blias Isser inside the Kli, and a Blias Isser generates a new type of Tumah, an existential, spiritual type of Tumah. No one ever heard of that. Right? The Sefer Tfilas Kalim quotes Epis 1, Favor from a shita that says that in such a case, if Yisrael traces up a kli, he has to kash the kli and be tovel it. But no one passes like that. That's mamish a chiddush. All the Rishonim say, you just have to kash your kalim. If you own the kalim, there's no problem. So what did the Rashbam really hold? What does the Rashbam really hold? The answer is the Rashbam holds avada, tfilas kalim, is a tfilah mitumah against Tosfos in the Rash. It's a tfilah mitumah, but what kind of a tumah are we talking about? It's a tfilah mitumah that the kli, when it's birshus ha'akum, is not roi l'tashmish Yisrael. That's the yisod. It's not that the blias issa generates the tumah. Not the blias issa. The fact that it's shel hagoy generates the tumah. Not the blias issa, but it's shel hagoy. Because as long as it's shel hagoy, it's not roi l'tashmish Yisrael. It's not roi l'tashmish Yisrael. Because when the goy uses it, he's taka going to trafe up the kli. A kli that's owned by a goy is not roy for tashmish Yisrael because it's going to have blias of iser inside the kli. Of course it comes down to blias iser, but what's the key? If you ask yourself, is there tumah in this kli? The question is not whether it has blias iser. No. Blias iser doesn't generate the tumah. That's why blias iser b'shus Yisrael doesn't generate the tumah. No. Blias iser only generates the tumah b'shus ha-goy. The key is that it's Bershus HaGoy. So if it's Bershus HaGoy, there's going to be a Tumah in the Kli. Whether it has a Blias Issa or doesn't have a Blias Issa. Because it's Bershus HaGoy, it's going to have a Blias Issa. He's going to use it for Issa. That's what generates the Tumah because it's Bershus HaGoy. This is exactly what the Ran and the Ritva both say. Take a look at the Ran. Ran echoes what the Ritva says. And says like this. Pershu birushalmi shetzarech la'adbilam imneshi yotzu mitum oso shalovek al-chavim v'nechasu l'kedushoso shal Yisrael. Ran quotes the Yerushalmi, yeah? That you have to be tovah the Kalim because the Kalim are leaving Tumas Akam and entering into Kedushas Israel. Dr. Ran, ulefichach, that's the key word. Ulefichach nirish etzar la'achshara kli tchila lefima shehu badacho bagolo beliban. Ve'achakach yat bilenu. Havel mitbilo tchila hareu b'shas tvila b'tumaso ketov v'sheretz b'yadam. What's the Ran saying? Why do you have to do the Hechsher first? Because if not, it'll be Tovah v'sheretz b'yadam. Why? Because of the Yerushalmi. Because Tvilas Kalim is to be machnis the kli from Tumas Akam into Kedushas Yisrael. It's to take away Tumah. To take away Tumah. This kli has a Tumas Akam. It has a Tumas Akam on it. And without Hechsher, you can't take away that Tumas Akam. Why not? It's owned by the guy, now it's owned by the Jew. No, because apparently the Tumas Akum is generated by the ownership of the guy, because when he owns the Kli, it's not Roy for Tashmash Yisrael. And the Bliya inside the Kli is part of that reason. I mean, of course, if the Kli is a Kli Chadosh, you don't have to be Machshur, there's nothing to be Machshur it from. But the problem is that the Kli is owned by the non-Jew, and if the Kli has a Bliya in it, so then it's not Roy for Kedushas Yisrael. You have to be Machshur at first to make it Roy for Kedushas Yisrael. That's what the Ritva says. B'Yerushalmi l'vishiyotzmi tomasun shal nochem l'kedushasun shal Yisrael. Kalomar mishamayla u'b'dievet enu ma'akev u'la'olam ein tvila zu ela acher hechshero shal Kli. You have to be tovel acher hechshero shal Kli. Why do you have to be Tovel Kalim Chadashim? Says the Ritva later on. Klei Sudam or Beparsha Perish, Umishum de Sofon lehishtamesh beisser, Vietzu lekedusha Hitzricham Vietzu mikdusha, some it should say, Hitzricham akosu tfila af bechadashim. Mishum de Sofon lehishtamesh beisser, the guy is going to use it beisser and it's going to leave. Right? It's going to enter into Tumas Akum and it needs Kedushas Yisrael. That's why it needs Tevila. Even B'chadoshim. Aye, but there's no Bliya inside. Where's the Tumah? Where's the Tumah? Doesn't the Rashbam hold there's only a Tumah with a Bliya? No! The Rashbam holds because the Kli Shel Akum is going to have a Bliya in it. So therefore, it has Tumas Akum. It's not Roy for Tashmish Yisrael. So because it's not Roy for Tashmish Yisrael, that's why you need a Tevila. But of course you're going to need the Hechsher. Of course you need a Hechsher. The Kli has to be Roy for Tashmish Yisrael in order to get the full, in order to be Nichnas into Kedushas Yisrael. You have to be Tovel Kalim Chadoshim because the key is not the Bliya. The key is the fact that it's Shel Akum. What's more, a Kli that's Roy for Tashmish Yisrael. If the Kli is Roy for Tashmish Yisrael, then you can be tovel it even if it still has a bliya. Sak and shav of itar, that's fine. That kli is roi for Tashmish Yisrael. How? It's roi for Tashmish Yisrael betzonen. Right? It's roi for Tashmish Yisrael betzonen. So even though it has bliya in it, who cares? It's roi for Tashmish Yisrael, so then you can be tovel that. And of course, if there's isser in the kli, if it was used b'chamin and there's isser in the kli, then you can't be tovel it without the hechsher. The seder of hechsher, and then Tvila is Ma'akev, according to the Rashbam. Because according to the Rashbam, the Tvila is a Tvila mituma, meaning not from the Tumas Habliya, but a Tvila from Tumas Akum. That means a Kli that can't be used, that's not Roy for Tashmish Yisrael. That Kli has a Tumas Akum, and you have to enable this Kli, make it Roy for Tashmish Yisrael. The way that you do that is by being Machshir the Kli before the Tvila. So the key is that the Kli really is owned by the non-Jew, but if it has a Bliya inside of it, you have to get rid of that Bliya, because it's not enough just to acquire the Kli from the non-Jew. It has to be Roy L'Tashmish Yisrael. So once you do the Hechsher, it's Roy for Tashmish Yisrael, then you'll be able to do the Tefillah. The Emes is this idea, before I address your question, Woody, this idea is very similar to an idea that we find in actual Geirus of a person, of a human being. The din is that a ger that comes to do a gerus, right? If a non-Jew comes to become a ger, so he has to do mila and tvila, right? Kabbalah samitzvahs as well, but leave that out. Mila and tvila. So When it comes to a regular Geirus, the Rishonim have a debate, the Ramban and Tosis and Masechta Yevamos, they talk about, is the Mila and Tefila, the Seder of Mila and Tefila, is that Ma'akev by Geirus? Can you do the Tefila first, or do you have to Dafka do the Mila first? Tosis and Yevamos, and Daf Memvavim Ebeis, Tosis learns that you have to do the Mila before the Tefila. You have to do Mila before the Tefila. Like the Rashbam over here, that you have to do Hechsher HaKli before the Tefila. Tosis says you have to do the Mila first. Why? So the conventional wisdom, the approach that some of the Achronim give, is that Tosis understands that Mila is a Hechsher for the Geirus. It's not part of the process of becoming a Geir, it's a preliminary act. That what you have to do is you must remove the Shem Orel from the Goy, because as long as he's an Orel, he can't become a Jew. It's not that the Mila is part of the process. The process is jumping into the mikveh. That's the formal act of Geirus. That's when the transformation takes effect. But the Mila is necessary because as long as he has a Shem Orel, he can't become a Jew. So says Tosfos, if the purpose of the Mila is to serve as a hechsher for the Geirus, to remove the Shem Orel, so then of course the Mila has to come first. You can't have the formal act of Geirus and then say, I'll take away the Shem Orel later. He can't become a Jew. The tefillah is not going to accomplish anything. It's not going to shaf anything, as we say. But it's not going to accomplish anything. He has to be someone who's ro'i to be nichnas into Kedushas Yisrael at the time of the tefillah. So says Tosfos, obviously the Mila has to come first. The Mila has to come first because Mila is a hechsher for the Geirus. It comes to remove the Shem Orel. So it's very similar to what the Rashbam says about tefillas kelim and hechsher kelim, that if you're acquiring a kli that was used already, then of course you got to do the hechsher first. Because the idea of the tefillas kelim is to be machnis the kli into Kedushas Yisrael, to leave Tumas Akam. Why is there a Tumas Akam? Not because of the blia. The Tumas Akam is because the kli is not roi for Tashmash Yisrael. So what has to be done is we have to make this kli roi for Tashmash Yisrael. So if it doesn't have a blia, it's roi, it's set to go, so tefillah is enough. But if it has the blia, we got to get rid of that blia. Make it roi for Tashmash Yisrael, make it roi for usage by a Jew, and then we'll be able to do the tefillah to, so to speak, complete the geirus of the kli. Question, Morty Schlossen.
Thanks, Rabbi. I don't have a question anymore.
Okay. Did Morty Blau, I saw your hand up? No? Okay.
Yeah. What's the far of the right bit about being the Chavshim of Yemen? You mean that we have two sides, but what's the far of saying that it's only...
So I think the Ravid Me'ikar Adin would hold that that it's not a problem. He would go against the Rashbam. He'd really go like Tosfos. But he just learns that since the Pasuk says V'toher after Tavir Ba'esh, L'chatchila mitzvah l'kayim pshuto shel mikra, so he says it's a mila, it's an extra mila that the Torah has, but mitzad hadin, it's not necessary, right? Because he holds that it's not a tvila mituma. He holds fundamentally it's just a chiddush haTorah. So if it's just a chiddush haTorah, what does it matter? It's like two different things that you have to do. But since the Torah put v'toher after the hechsher, l'chatchila it's appropriate to do the tvila afterwards. Okay, how do we paskin l'mais in this shayla? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, in Simen Kufcha Falef Siv Beis, quotes two dayas. Quotes both dayas, both the Rashbam and Tosfos. And the Shach in Sivkot and Hay says that really you should be machmer for the Rashbam. Even though it's a machlokes. But the Shach says that it's appropriate to be machmer for the Rashbam. This is in Yerideya, Simen Kufcha Falef Siv Beis. Lokach mehem kelim shenishtamish mehem b'chamen ben shem shel matechas o shel eitz, etc. Magilan ve'achakach matbilan mehem shel matches, etc. Right, so the first sheet is that you do the hechsher first. V'yeshom shetzorech let's back up a second. Magilan ve'achakach matbilan. Okay. V'im hitbilan ve'achakach higi'ilan mutarim. So the first day in the Shulchan Aruch says that if you reverse the Seder, it's okay. V'yeshom, but he quotes v'yeshom shetzorech lachzor u'latbilan. You have to be matbil again. Says the Shach in Sifkat and Dalid, V'yesh Omrim, Dahavale Ketovah V'sharetz B'yodu, he quotes the Rashbam. Right? That you should be Chozer Matbil to be Choshesh for the Rashbam. Okay. But the Dogomer Vava, in the comments of the Noda V'Yehuda on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he says that there's one case that you don't have to be Machmer. He says, "V'laniyus daiti demeinam b'nei yomun l'kuli amashari lad bilo tchila. Shari ein kan tova v'sheretz biyado. Shekeven shena ben yomo ein kan shum sheretz." The Dalai Lama Vava says that even the Rashbam would admit that if the Kli is a Kli she'eino ben yomo, there's no tovah v'sheretz biyado, you can be matbil the Kli first, and then you can do the Hechsher later. Okay, so the whole discussion, says the Noda Yehuda, the whole discussion of the Rashbam and Tosa, that's only talking about a Kli that's a ben yomo, that was used within the last 24 hours. But if it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, then as we explained, we've had this before during the year, a Kli she'eino ben yomo, we say is no sin tam lefgam, it's going to put a bad taste into whatever you're cooking. So it's more kal, right? Min haTorah, it's not going to aser. Midrabanan, Chazal made a gzeira that you're not allowed to use a Kli she'eino ben yomo, otu ben yomo. We're afraid you'll use it before the 24 hours. So Chazal said, don't use the Kli she'eino ben yomo. But because min haTorah, it's not going to aser the food, so therefore, zok the dogel mervava, it's not going to be a problem. The Shulchan Aruch is only talking about kelim that are b'nei yomon. Kelim that are b'nei yomon, but kelim that are not b'nei yomon, even the Rashbam, zok the dogel mervava, even the Rashbam would say that there's no Torah sheretz biyado, the seder is not ma'akev, it's not necessary. Even lechatchila, you can do the tefillah first and then do the hechsher. The Sefer Darkei Tshuva quotes many who are cholek on the Dogam Revava, and they say that the same machlokas would apply to Kelim Sheinu B'nei Yomo. He says, first of all, does the Shulchan Aruch say it's only talking about B'nei Yomo? It's not mashma from the Shulchan Aruch like that. But besides, it's also to use a Kli Sheinu B'nei Yomo. Right? Doesn't the Dogam Revava agree that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav says the gzeira ena ben yomo otu ben yomo, Chazal made a gzeira even by a kli she'eino ben yomo. So how can the Dogel Mervava say that by kli she'eino ben yomo, the Rashbam is going to be matir to do the tefillah first? It's still doch tovah v'sheretz biyado. Why is that not tovah v'sheretz biyado? It's also to use the kli she'eino ben yomo. What's the Dogel Mervava talking about? Frekta Darkei Tshuva. What's he talking about? Very difficult. Very difficult. What's the answer? What's the Darkei, those Cholkim and the Darkei Tshuva and the Dogel Mervava disagreeing about? What are they arguing about? So L'chora, the Machlokas Achronim that we have, whether the Rashbam would say that the Seder of Hechsher and then Tefillah is Ma'akev, even by a Kli she'eino ben yomo, this is the same Machlokas that we had at the beginning of Ashiyurim and Tefillas Kelim. And that is this situation where you have a Kli she'eino ben yomo. Midrabbonan, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the Kli. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with that Kli. So the question is, does that make the Kli into a sheretz? Right? The fact that you have an Isser Hishtamshus Midrabbonan in the Kli, does that make it into a sheretz? Or do we say, no, this is not called sheretz? If you have an Isser, that's Ben Yomo, an Isser Daraisa in the Kli, so that makes a Tovah v'sheretz biyado. But maybe Ken Zayin, we would say, that a Kli she'eino ben yomo, even though midrabbanan it's us to use the Kli, that doesn't make it into a sheretz. It's not tovah v'sheretz biyado. But the other way to say is that no, if there's at least an iser ishtamshus midrabbanan, that does make it into a sheretz. There's an iser gavra to use the Kli, maybe that does make it into a sheretz. So maybe I should say an iser gavra alone is not going to make it into a sheretz. Where do we have this machlokas, Michael? A question?
I was just going to say, it seems like the machlokas here, I don't know if this is what Rabbi's getting at, but is just whether or not the Dogam Ravava seems to be understanding this machlokas almost the way Tosas understood the Rashbam, right? Meaning, the way Tosas understood the Rashbam, it was the problem was a problem of Tumas, of Tumah like a Tumah.
From the Bliya.
Of Bliya, but if you understand like the Ritva, I pointed out the Ramban understood it, so then it doesn't make any sense to say that the Dogam Revava because it's not the type of Tumah that we're worried about.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm not even sure that you need that. I think what you can say is they both agree about the nature of the Shita of the Rashbam, but the question is, now that there's this Issa Gavra, there's an Issa to use the Kli. So maybe there's no, I mean, the fact is there is a Blia in this Kli, it's just no Sintam Levgam, it's not going to create any Isser in the Tarovis, but there still is a Blia inside the Kli. In fact, Michael, you should know there are some who claim that the Blia inside the Kli is not Pogam, it's just when it comes out, it's Pogam the Tarovis. It becomes Pogam when it comes out. I think this might be similar to the Machlokas we had, the Machlokas Achronim, and what's the din? Do we say that a Kli that hasn't been Toveld, is there a Cheskas Isser in the Kli? Remember, we had a discussion whether you can trust the katan in Tfilas Kelim. We said that might depend on whether Tfilas Kelim deraisa, Tfilas Kelim derabanan. That for a klei zechuchis, there everyone agrees Tfilas Kelim derabanan, so ktanim aneman by derabanan. So the prima godim claim, no, the katan can't be neman, even if it is a derabanan. But the reality is, there's a cheskas iser over here. You're not allowed to use the kli. Since you're not allowed to use the kli, there's a cheskas iser on this kli, so a katan can't be neman whenever there's a cheskas iser. A katan is neman by a drabon to do something if there's no cheskas iser, but if there is a cheskas iser, he can't be neman. The Aruch HaShulchan wanted to argue. He said, what kind of a cheskas iser? There's a mitzvah tfila. There's no iser. The Prima Godim said, no, there's a cheskas iser because it's usur to use the kli even one time. The Aruch HaShulchan says it might be usur to use the kli, but the food doesn't become neser. There's no iser cheftza. The Prima Godim says if there's an iser gavra, that makes it into a cheskas iser. The Aruch HaShulchan says no, if there's no iser cheftza, it's not a cheskas iser. So in a similar way, it could be that the Dogel Mervava and the Cholkim on him are disagreeing whether the iser hishtamshus in a kli she'ena ben yomo, does that make it into a sheretz? Is that like Tovel v'sheretz biyado? Or do we say, no, where's the sheretz? Who's sheretz? What sheretz? There's no iser in the cheftza. There's no iser in the cheftza anymore. Maybe as Michael is saying, there's no iser in the cheftza, it's already pogum. There's an iser on the gavra. Does that iser on the gavra make this into a sheretz? Just like it can make it into a cheskas iser? Well, no, do we say this is not a sheretz? It's an iser gavra, but that doesn't make it into a sheretz. So the whole concept of tovel v'sheretz biyado is not going to apply in this context. So it could be the machlokas, the dogma mervava, and the other achronim might hinge on this question. The fact that there's an iser gavra to use the kli she'ena ben yomo, does that somehow change the status of the kli? Even though the blia inside really is not a blia as iser anymore, but does that change the status of the kli? And now it's viewed like a sheretz, so it'll be tovel v'sheretz biyado, right? That's what the cholkim on the Dogel Mervava hold. But the Dogel Mervava says no. There's just an iser on the gavra to use the kli she'ena ben yomo, a gzeira, kli she'ena ben yomo, atu ben yomo, but it's not really, there's no iser cheftza in this kli, so because there's no iser cheftza in the kli, they can't call it a sheretz. So even the Rashbam, who's troubled with doing tevila before heksher, even he would say that in this case you could do tevila before the heksher of the kli she'ena ben yomo. Because there's no tov of a sheretz biyado, because the iser to use the kli is not like a sheretz, the iser is just an iser gavra be'alma.